What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Wake up, Atlanta. This is the morning shift. I can't say rise or shine because it's been raining for like four straight days.
Golly, dude. Seattle south right now.
Yeah, it's we get more rain than Seattle. That's a fact. Big Papa Squid here. Holla if you hear me. Joined by, he's an All-American. He's a national champion. He played for the Falcons. Don't ask him what the P stands for. Michael P. Johnson.
Penix.
You better hope. And she is the first lady of Atlanta baseball, the leader, the founder of Allie's Army, Miss Allie Mack. And like I said, together with our forces combined, we are the morning shift live and together in the Kia Studios for the first time as one whole unit.
I like that, man. Do we need to get, Earth, Wind, Fire rings or whatever?
Captain Planet.
Water. Earth, water, wind, fire.
Yeah, so, well, if we could combine our forces and get, like, the Braves bats working, maybe we would be on to something.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll get to that. I hope everyone had a great Mother's Day weekend. I know we did. We had a good one. I got to see my mom on Friday. And we just kind of, we made it low key. I don't want to do anything. We went to brunch at the club, had a couple of drinks and cooked some sloppy joes at home. The Arby's curly fries.
Oh, those are legit.
And the Arby's sauce. You know, you can get Arby's sauce.
Oh, I have it in my fridge.
I do too. I have two bottles. They sell it at the Kroger.
I'm not trying to stir the pot, but I mean, how long are you going to keep us waiting to know if the meal yesterday was the only thing you bought?
Got a card?
I'll take that. That's fine.
Amy loves cards. I've said this a thousand times on this show. Yes, gifts are great, and she has a gift around her finger, which she wore yesterday.
Yeah.
And a new one for that was the push, Mother's Day
anniversary,
all bundled into one. She got a card for everyone. But all that said, stop taking notes, Allie. the note in the card that I write especially is a big deal to her. And then, look, we're going to get the Braves. We're not going to hammer this too long. But when I was picking out the Mother's Day card, they all sucked.
Yeah.
Straight up, legit trash.
Same way.
So I just bought a card with wine bottles on it that was blank, and I do my own.
Nice.
And that is... That is something that she loves. I found out early because the first time I didn't get her a card, she's like, I don't have a card. I'm like, you have a gift. She's like, yeah, but I don't have a card. She loves cards. It means something. So that's my thing. We do that.
Before we get to the Braves, I just have to know, is there a number she would accept to come on the show and read that card out loud? we were just like, hey, here's $1,000 towards Pork Chops College Fund. Do you think that she would step in the studio and be like, all right, sorry, Bo, I'm giving this thing a rip.
I'm not.
Dear babe, thank you so much.
I don't think she would have an issue reading it. I think Bo would have an issue with her reading it.
I know.
You did
the
right.
Problem
that
is, how much would she be willing to make him add over $1,000?
That's really the payment.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Is there a number, you think, that would get, you know, that would get that to happen?
Let me tell you something
right now.
I think if the recap reminded us of anything,
yeah,
it's my wife is the one that takes it easy on me on the air.
so
you might want to step lightly here, big fella.
Man.
All right.
So many comments about that Friday. Yes.
Yeah. So just tread lightly there. We can revisit this obviously throughout the show, and I'm sure that wake up calls, you guys can tell us how your Mother's Day was, all that kind of stuff. But the elephant in the room is the lack of hitting in production from our Braves as they lose 2 of 3 from the Pirates, who got the interim manager bump. Which we all knew would happen. Well, excuse me. No, I knew would happen, and I was doubted.
That's what you're going with. Okay.
Also, sure. I'm going to have some words with Grant McCauley because Ozzie Albies is like 0 for his last 25 or some crap, and it's not just launch angle. He sucks at the plate right now. I'm sorry. His approach sucks. His at-bat suck. Everything is bad. And just... full stop with people on this radio station, in this market, and this fan base with the, well, we need to fire Brian Snitker crap. Because I'm about to call some people out on this. I will call people out by name if I have to on this station. But for this, enough. Brian Snitker's not the problem. You know what bothers me, what grinds my gears, if I might, is when the Braves tie the game. In the bottom of it, was it the 8th alley?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was, for Sean Murphy.
Because Brian Snitker has the testicular fortitude to pinch run, for Marcel with Fairchild. Pinch hit for Baldwin with Sean Murphy. And both of those moves tied the ball game. Yet, I hear it was, I give Grant credit, was arguing with people, which he rarely does argue anyways. He normally just kind of pimp slaps them and they go along their way. But he was like, dude, I would normally be on the boat with you, but this worked. This is the only reason why the next at-bat the Braves had wasn't Monday morning or Monday afternoon, and you guys are just complaining to complain. I mean, what is Snitker supposed to go hit and pitch for these guys?
Well,
and field for Riley?
Again, before you go, you know, on any
I'm already there.
More of a diatribe, I was going to say I'd like to comment on the game. I think that, yeah, I mean, look, you could talk about the manager bump. Dude, you faced off with a starting pitcher, Friday night, whose ERA was 5.5. All right, you played a pitcher yesterday whose ERA was, you know, 6.25. Like, I get it, man. Like, maybe there's some energy moving in the right direction, but can we not talk about if you want to stop blaming Brian Snitker, then I'm not giving credit to the Pirates manager or whoever the heck he is for the wins over the weekend. Okay, I'm gonna come down on, first of all, a lot of people blaming Raisel Iglesias. He does continue to struggle. There's no doubt, but I actually didn't think that last night was one of his worst outings.
It is not my guy's fault.
Yeah, it was a cue ball single. Another infield single after that drives home the win and run. It's, yeah, one hard hit ball. So I actually thought Raisel pitched decently well last night compared to what he's been doing. So, yeah, I will turn all this away from the Pirates manager and Snitker and Raisel Iglesias, and I'll go back to the fact that if you can't score runs, especially innings 1 through 7, then we're going to continue to deal with this either way.
Agreed. And, you know, I hear there was a stat where Verdugo, Olson, and Ozuna mightily struggled in this series, but Olson had a couple of big hits. My biggest problem is when you have guys behind them that aren't hitting, they don't see pitches. You know, Ozuna's on-base percentage is plummeted from where it started. It's still very good. But these guys aren't getting pitches. And so they're either walking or they're just trying to create something that's not there. They're chasing. It's bad all the way around. And I hear, well, they need a fiery voice. Well, what is a fiery voice going to do? What's a fiery voice going to do in the dugout? Baseball's not football or basketball. There's 162 games, and going around, you know, you can't have three days a week the money ball scene alley where Brad Pitt comes in and throws, this is what losing sounds like. I mean, it just doesn't work.
Well, I do think a fiery voice could maybe help. I feel like there's something going on when we're facing a team that we know we can beat. there's something in the headspace that's going, okay, I don't have to try as hard.
Yeah, and I think to your point, you've had, what, now five opportunities to actually get back to 500. Three of those were against the Pirates and the Rockies, who are historically bad. One of those is the worst team of all time, and the other one had fired their manager the day before.
Right.
So I think there is something to that where, I don't know, fiery. I don't think people want fiery. I think that there is just a lack of energy. And I think that that comes along with the fact that you haven't had success in many situations, so it's hard to be energetic. But there is also, and we've talked about, I actually think they did a good job on the base pass or being more aggressive recently. But there is that, like, dude, you know, where is that feeling of like, yeah, you know,
right.
You just don't have it week in and week out or day in and day out.
Well, part of it is that you look to certain people with that. One of those guys isn't here. One of those guys looks pathetic in every way as a baseball player right now, which is Ozzy. Ozzy is literally, I hate to bag on him, but he's an albatross on this team right now. He isn't fielding very well. He can't hit. When a middle infielder's on base percentage is .250, it's time to find a new middle infielder.
Yeah.
Okay? And Nick Allen is crushing it with his glove, but he had two hits yesterday, but still. I mean, Ozzy's is .270. Michael Harris is on base percentage at .250, and he's been on a heater.
Mm-hmm.
And that and so, you know, you look at these guys, it's rough. And I don't know what to tell y'all. Somebody was like, well, Snitker's voice is enough. Okay, well, let's look at what he doesn't have. Doesn't have his best player. Doesn't have what many consider his best starter. Doesn't have the bullpen is been very good, actually, as of late. But it's been patchwork, and he's done a good job of managing through it. He's got a second baseman who couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. You know, his only free agent acquisition this offseason is in the middle of an 80-game suspension.
Right.
So the fact that they are 19-21, I think could be a testament to some of these players and him. But
yep.
But I don't know what firing Brian Snitker does. I think the bag on him, maybe you fire the ownership, you know, because you've got a team that's in a window and they just say, well, we're going to go about the offseason like we are the Pirates.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, you are giving them credit for the managerial bump and at the same time saying, don't fire Brian Snitker, won't do anything. So I don't know which
I'm
way
not
to
saying
go
I, what I'm telling you is that this interim bump is like a 3 to 7 game thing, and then they're going to go back to being the Pirates.
All right.
And they're in the middle of it, and they've got 2 of 3.
I think that's fair. We got to go to break, man. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the NBA. Got a big night tonight for the Atlanta Hawks. Obviously, NBA playoffs to get into. Before we do that, though, we'll talk about the Atlanta Falcons rookie minicamp over the weekend, man. A lot of cool stuff kind of coming out of that. Nice vibes around Flowery Branch. Stick with us here. This is the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the morning shift. Mike, Squidbilly in the flesh. Allie Mack back hanging out with us. Week 3. Rookie Report was so good Friday. Had a lot of people coming on the Rookie Report Friday. So appreciate you guys all riding along with us as well on your rainy drive in to wherever you're going to work, or if you got us on the Odyssey app, shout out for that as well. I did not get out of the house hardly at all this weekend. And it was one of the talking points I had last week. He's like, what am I going to do with all this freaking rain? And I thought, oh, well, once we get to Monday, at least it'll be clear. No. My gosh, supposed to rain for the next 3 days. I don't know.
I almost texted you Saturday and asked what you did with the kids, but I know you're just kind of a negative person. I didn't want to hear
what it. Is? Yeah.
I didn't want to hear your negativity. I didn't want to drag you down. I was having a good day.
I wear it. Somebody in this building has to do it, and I'll wear it. So
I do want to give a shout out to dog owners going through this downpour for the last 3 days, upcoming next 3 days. It is just awful. Yeah. Your dog doesn't want to go out, but you got to take him out. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, that's definitely a thing.
It's funny that you mentioned that. Because I do feel bad for I've seen my neighbor's got big dogs and I let him out sometimes for him, and I was like, man, I felt bad for him because he was trying to walk him, but I almost lost Sprinkles last night.
Yeah, like was just too tall or what?
No, it was my first time as a parent and a dog owner that I had that like oops moment.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time we're finishing dinner, it just starts pouring.
Yeah,
and I was gonna take the trash out after dinner, like when I take the trash out and then the cans down, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I'm gonna wait till it gets done raining. So right as we were about to do Pork Chops Bath, it had kind of stopped. And so I go down, and the problem is it was recycling week. So I had moved the recycling can into the garage where I had boxes broke down, put them all in there, but I did that Saturday. So I had to do like two different stops. So I got the back door where the trash can is, and I left it open to pull the main trash down because it's behind the house. And I left that door open. I was like, I'll come back in that door, right? So it's dark outside. Uh-huh. When I come back in, I left that door open and Sprinkles had ventured out.
No.
And so fast forward, I get in, everything's done, and we're giving Pork Chop the bath. And I don't know where the dog's normally around, and I don't see Sprinkles.
Oh, man.
And I'm like,
bad feeling.
I was like, where's she at? So I call her a couple of times. Nothing. And I whistle or call my dog, she'll come upstairs and like be like, hey, if she's downstairs or whatever. I'm like, did Amy? And I go, I got a really bad feeling. I was like, I think I might have left Sprinkles outside.
Oh, man.
I think I might have locked her out. And she goes,
shivering.
You think? And I'm like, I think I locked her out. Luckily the rain stopped. She goes, well, you should go check then. If you think that, you should go check. Sure is. I open the door, I'm like, Sprinkles.
Like an ASPCA commercial.
Sprinkles. And all of a sudden here she comes like and shoots through the door and just like takes off, and I'm like, crap.
Oh man. That's unfortunate. It's never a good feeling.
Because the owl or hawk, they'll get her. You know?
Well, that's what happens, man. You have kids and you know. You
forget about the four-legged
friends. Yeah, the four-legged one starts coming in second place, man.
It's not happy.
It's coming in second place. I'm just messing with you. One thing that did happen over the weekend and was only slightly affected by the rain was the rookie minicamp going on in Flower Branch. And obviously, we'll have stuff throughout the show today, get you guys acquainted with what's going on. We have to rehash the conversation we had like 2 months ago about the pronunciation of some of the cities in the state of Georgia, which I thought was hilarious coming off. Shout out to the Falcons social media team. I do want to let both of you guys hear this nugget that Dylan and I just unearthed that I was so stoked about. And it goes back to my thought that if you ever want to trust one person on the team about how they feel about prospects, it's usually the offensive line coach,
mm-hmm.
right? And so I think when you start putting it that way and you're like, oh, man, who looks good defensively? The offensive line coach is going to tell you because they are watching everything. Like if you're a quarterback's coach or coordinator, you're probably looking in the secondary going, oh, that guy's pretty good. Oh, he's covering a lot of ground. When it comes to actually talking about defensive linemen, front seven, there is nobody you trust more than the offensive line coach. So had this little sound cut coming from Dwayne Ledford And he talked about when he was scouting offensive tackles on film in college football that one guy stood out.
A lot of times when we're watching a lot of these offensive linemen, you can't happen but notice like some of these defenders that are in college. And James is absolutely one that stood out a lot when you're watching these guys. And, you know, and I'll give James one of these hats too, man. And so, but, you know, I think when you can play with speed like that and you got speed to power, you got the power behind it, you got those two different dimensions as a rusher, it creates a lot of issues for the offensive line.
You hear that? That is an offensive line coach talking about how the new edge rusher you just drafted and traded up to 26 for jumped off the tape and was doing some really nice things. Speed to power, all these problems he gives you. I was sweating just listening to D-Led talk about him.
Well, it makes you feel good. He's one of the most highly respected, best offensive line coaches in the NFL. And he knows how to work guys in his system. And if he sees guys that are going to give him trouble, I mean, what gives? We all agree, you and I and Allie. I don't want to throw Allie into this. I don't want to put her out there.
Guilty by association.
I don't want to make. But don't we agree that Cale McGarry is about an average player in the NFL at right tackle?
He's an average.
He's an average. What gives him the most trouble?
Definitely speed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But imagine if you mix power with that and you can throw guys off because you have both, right? Somebody had posted. I don't know where it came from. I saw somebody posted the film of the 2015 Broncos defense. Remember who they had coming off the edge then?
It was Von Miller.
And who?
It was Marcus Ware.
DeMarcus Ware.
Yeah, there you go.
What do both those guys have?
Speed to power.
Okay.
Yeah, it works out for him. I was going, is this far back enough for Elvis Dumervil?
Nah, it's further back. Dumervil was like.
Yeah, he was further back.
Yeah, he came out when Pollock came out. I think they were in the same draft class, actually. But anyways, what does James Pierce and Jalen Walker both have? I think
speed
they both
power.
Have it.
I think they do too. So they're gonna have to. I think both of them might be gaining a little bit in the power department, but I think they have elusiveness. They have enough elusiveness to set up the power to speed combination.
Jalen more than James, I think.
Yeah, probably so. All right, Dylan, let's go ahead and hit the front page before we get to last night's NBA playoff results with Miss Allie Mack. Do want to highlight the fact that tonight is the NBA draft lottery. Now I've had to do a nosedive into this thing to make sure I'm understanding this all correctly. I've only watched the draft lottery maybe twice, and actually it might have been both last year's, and I was trying to remember. There's 14 teams involved in the draft lottery. It's a combination of numbers that'll be spit out. The NBA actually, it's kind of done privately, but they have an accounting firm, Ernst & Young, on hand to be able to do this in person. You're just looking for them not to land in the top four. Once the Kings don't land in the top four, then it reverts back to regular season record. So that'll be a good thing. And obviously, you're looking for the Hawks to get that pick. It is top 12 protected from the Kings tonight, so we'll be paying attention to that. NBA playoffs last night, Allie, was, it was a mixed bag, I guess.
Yeah, yesterday, Nuggets took down the Thunder, and there was not a great start to this game. They actually tied the record for fewest points in the first quarter. They had a combined 25 points to open the game. Nuggets only getting 8 of those. SGA led Oklahoma City with 25 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 steals. Final score was 92-87.
Yeah, and 9 of those came in the fourth quarter for SGA. So, he gets it done. They obviously tie the series at 2 now. Jokic kind of struggled, and they were giving trouble, like, oh, you wore down. He's like, I didn't wear down. He's like, just because I didn't shoot well. It's a testament to what Oklahoma City has done defensively. It's really been probably the best, I would say, of the series in the semis.
Absolutely. This is by far, to me, been the best series. I think Knicks and Celtics wound up being good, but so far this has definitely been the best series. This, to me, was just a game of which team could make shots down the stretch, because both of these teams were putting up bricks, especially in the first half. The shot-making got a little bit better in the second half, but you got to give credit to Oklahoma City's bench as well. When you talk about Cason Wallace, when you talk about Aaron Wiggins as well, those guys both hit big threes down the stretch in that second half. Alex Caruso as well hit some big threes. So really, I think it came down to Oklahoma City's bench being better in the late minutes of that game. But Jamal Murray, Obviously, Bo, you pointed to Jokic. Both of those guys had a tough night making shots. Really, all around, it was a tough night making shots, but Oklahoma City was just able to hit more at the end down the stretch of the game.
Well, and the next game in the series is Tuesday night. Now, last night, Pacers cruised right by the Cavs at 1-4. Basically, everything just went wrong for the Cavs. Pacers had a historic blowout in the first half. Cavs lost Donovan Mitchell during the second half. Final score was 129-109, and the Cavs are facing elimination if they don't get things going. Game 5 is Tuesday night.
The only thing that went the Cavs' way was DeAndre Hunter actually did, you know, he was able to get what is his name?
Benedict Mathurin.
Mathurin
such
kicked
a good
out.
Name. They,
it's like a villain name.
Seriously.
This is like the only thing for me to talk about that was worth talking about in this game because they've been, you know, Dylan and I were talking about they've been going back and forth for like the entire series and, so Benedict decides he's going to shove DeAndre Hunter away from the play. And DeAndre Hunter, like, straight up walks over to him and starts pointing at him. Most emotion I've ever seen from him.
Yeah.
Ever. And just two hands shoves into the ground. And then a little skirmish follows. They actually got this right, though, because Benedict deserved to be kicked out. I just think that's the only thing. I mean, that's DeAndre Hunter's contribution. He got a guy kicked out. I just love the fact that afterwards he's pointing to his. He's like, yeah. You got to stay cool. And I'm like, dude, you lost your cool. The refs just got it right. Like, what are you talking about?
Real quick, because, again, this game was a blowout. The Pacers made all their shots. 17-0 run in the second quarter. It was a blowout. But just to get back to this, how much do we want to bet? Because, Bo, you talked about how DeAndre Hunter was kind of pointing his finger at Benedict Mathurin as he was walking up to him. How much do you want to bet this was something of what DeAndre Hunter said? I told you to stop blanking with me right before he pushed him. Oh, man. That was funny to me.
I love it, man. We got to go to break when we come back. We're going to talk about what's going on down in New Orleans. By the way, got Mike Dettillier coming up later in the show at 8:40 to talk about this. But I don't know, guys. A lot of people out there on social thinking the Saints made a colossal mistake. We'll tell you the names and why.
Yeah.
And then we're also going to get the very first edition of Allie's Mac Drop. Don't want to miss that on the other side. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Morning Shift hanging out with you. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, with Billy Bo Morgan. Thylon fresh off a trip up to Philadelphia for you got a minute to talk about that? Because you went to
absolutely
a golf tournament.
Yeah,
went to the Truist
Championship. It's usually in Charlotte, but it was in Philly this year because I guess the golf course in Charlotte wasn't available that they usually use.
I think they used Quail Hollow for that. And Quail Hollow, if I'm not mistaken, well, I know I'm not mistaken because I was going to go to it before Pork Chop came along, is the host of the PGA Championship, which starts this week.
I was going to say, I think it's in the past, because I think I've been over to Quail Hollow for this, is usually the Wells Fargo, I think, or it used to be, I want to say, maybe 10 years ago. But now the Truist, obviously, for good reason. Man, did you have a good time up there? No Kelly Green being worn or anything like that.
No Kelly Green for me. Simone is a different story. She had a Eagles themed golf fit on Thursday that she wore. But for me, I was Kelly Green. I actually wore a Braves hat both days and a Braves polo on Friday. So
Well, it was a good time. You can like the Braves and the Eagles both. I mean, we know Eagles fans.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
I am not an Eagles fan though. I'm a Falcons fan, diehard.
I do want to talk a little bit about, speaking about the NFL, I want to talk a little bit about the story that broke over the weekend. Obviously, Derek Carr announcing his retirement. I got to be real. I don't know how you guys felt. When I first saw Derek Carr announce his retirement, I thought this was one of those NBA Centel things. You know what I mean? Like, I thought I was kind of getting punked. I was like, nah, man, he wouldn't announce it right now. He wouldn't announce retirement 2 weeks after the draft, right? Yes, you did. He went out and announced it. We've all kind of seen this coming. We've talked to Mike Dettillier a number of times over the last couple of weeks. And you knew his season would be in jeopardy, right? I don't know to what level we thought, okay, retirement is going to be an option, but you knew that New Orleans had come to a crossroads, that Derek Carr, once he got back to his throwing program, had kind of fallen off and, you know, he's starting to deal with even more injuries than he thought he had in the beginning. And let's be honest, the guy's been dinged up since the minute he walked in to the Saints locker room. He really has. It's a rib issue. It's a shoulder issue. It's a wrist issue. It's a concussion. He's been dinged up a lot, man, so hopefully he's feeling okay. But with all that being said, the attention immediately turned to what the starting quarterback situation would look like for Kellen Moore's first year as the head coach for the New Orleans Saints. I was quick to point out a couple of times on socials to people over the weekend, they've drafted a quarterback for the last 3 years. Different rounds, yes, but Jake Haener and Spencer Rattler and obviously Tyler Shuck, being guys on that roster – and then, of course, Kellen Moore comes out and pretty much says, look, man, this is going to be a three-way battle. We believe in all three of these guys, and we're going to let them battle it out. The quick response, though, is did you miss the boat by not drafting someone other than Tyler Shuck in the second round? I personally wondered if it was Jackson Dart, who I believe went, 26th overall?
Yeah,
I'm sorry, 25th overall.
Yeah, they traded back in, remember?
Yeah, 25th overall right there in front of James Pierce. And you're also looking at a situation where you could have possibly gotten one of the other guys that were available. It was interesting to kind of contrast to me, because I know you guys both cruise the socials. Jackson Dart was kind of having a moment over the weekend where some of the meeting stuff from Brian Daboll was becoming public. People were talking about his interactions, because I think a lot of people have talked about the Shedeur Sanders interaction with Brian Daboll and asking if the Saints are going to regret not taking either one of those guys at number 9 overall. I don't think so, but I can see where, as a Saints fan, if you're going, dude, if you knew 2 weeks ago Derek Carr was going to retire, why didn't we jump on a guy a little bit earlier and take somebody other than Tyler Shuck?
Because they didn't want to.
Yeah.
Because they didn't like them. Because they didn't believe in them. Because they didn't think that those are the guys for them. I mean, why would they draft Shedeur Sanders at 9? When they could have got him in the second round, the third round, the fourth round, maybe once in the fifth round.
Yeah.
Like,
do you feel the same way about Jackson Dart though?
I think Tyler Shuck was the guy they wanted. That's why they drafted him. Maybe Derek Carr wasn't playing this year anyways.
Yep.
And I would go further with the whole they're just gonna wait and see for Arch Manning next year. Yeah. Then I would. Oh, they regret it. I mean,
it's funny because if it had flipped, it'd be Giants fans saying the same thing. They'd be like, "Oh, yep, it's another Manning. We'd love to have him.
Yeah,
bringing him on in."
But this was in the works for a while. This was a negotiation. We always act like these teams are all right. So let's put it this way. Let's think about this for a second. And I don't want to go too deep because I know Allie's got the Mac drop. People are literally putting out there that the entire freaking NFL colluded against Shedeur Sanders. okay? I'm not saying it's true, but I'm saying that was something we heard from some reputable people, right? The Mel Kiper's, oh, they colluded.
Reputable,
they colluded.
Reputable is an easy term, but yeah.
They colluded. So people are going to go as far as you got the entire NFL to collude against one player, yet those same people will say, oh, I bet in hindsight they wish they would have drafted Derek Carr. Like, these guys didn't know that Derek Carr wasn't playing this year. Like, they weren't negotiating for weeks with Derek Carr's agent to make this deal where he just retires,
right.
Yet they're not going to seek a $10 million bonus to get back. They're not going to try to recoup that because Derek Carr did them a favor. This was in the works for a month now,
yep.
Okay? So there's no doubt in my mind that this is in the works, and that Tyler Shuck was the guy that Kellen Moore. Tyler Shuck doesn't fit 100% to me what Kellen Moore wants to
do. That's kind of the angle I was taking with the Jackson Dart comment. It's like, dude, he fits the profile for Kellen Moore.
Guess who else absolutely doesn't
fit? No, Shadur's
not.
I don't think it fits at all. To me, the Shadur thing's not, to your point, I don't think it's a talking point. Like, but, I don't think there was ever a chance that Shadur Sanders was going to be drafted by Kellen Moore. We talked about his numbers with Dak Prescott, obviously with Jalen, the other situations he's been in. That was never going to be a thing.
And Allie, you can write this down. I don't know 100%, but I think there's a 50-50 shot that you see Derek Carr come out of retirement after next year, after this season. Like, maybe if his shoulders start, well, maybe I'll make a comment. He retired because he wanted to do – there was a – like, the Saints like, hey, man, we're going to let you keep this $10 million,
mm-hmm.
and we're not going to try to – like, let's – what if we split – and you retire, we'll give you that $10 million, and then you can go next year. If you want to come out of retirement, you can play wherever you want. We'll release you, and then everybody walks away, and because they're saving them cap money. This was a deal, so that's why I don't buy any of this crap that they should have done this. They didn't know. They knew this all along.
What do you think the market would be? And we got 30 seconds here. What do you think the market would be for Derek Carr if he came out of retirement next year? Do you think that he would get, like, an actual shot of being a backup?
I think he could get a shot on a team that thought that they could win, and he would come in on, like, a cheap, a team-friendly deal that he could kind of incentive-based
$6 million
to even start.
Yeah.
I don't know if he will or not. I just think they were like, hey, if everything works out for you with all of this, and you want to come back out, if you'll do us this favor, we'll do you that favor. Like, this was a scratch me, scratch you kind of thing.
Yeah, I completely agree with that, by the way, Ding. And I don't think Shadur Sanders was ever going to be a conversation down there. I do wonder if the whole Ole Miss, New Orleans thing, if there's a thought from Saints fans. And we'll talk to Mike Dettillier coming up at 8:40 about this entire conversation. All right, you know, we talk about historic days. We talk about massive days. You know, just game-changing moments in the history of the show. Here's one.
How amazing is that? I love it.
Bravo, Steve. Bravo, Steve.
Well, it can be a little bit daunting to feel ready to go on a Monday. So I've got your Monday motivation today for my Mac drop. We can get vicariously motivated through Maya Marriage. She is 17 years old, probably one of the most ambitious teenagers ever. She's from California, wants to become the youngest person to ever complete the Ocean's 7. And that is open swimming across the 7 most daunting open water swims, like dangerous waters.
Like, are we talking about like English Channel style?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. All right. All right.
So most recently, she took on the Cook Strait, which is in New Zealand. It's filled with all kinds of goodies, like sharks and storms.
No,
and
thank you.
One of Maya's biggest enemies, jellyfish.
Yeah. Oh.
When I finally like saw the ground below me underwater, I was like, oh my God, I'm almost there. And then I finished, they put me back on a small boat and immediately like put blankets all over me. And I was like, oh my God, I feel like I can finally relax. And then the second I got back onto the big boat, which is where my dad and my godparents and my crew chief were, I like broke down in tears. And that doesn't usually happen to me on swims, but I was sobbing. And I remember just saying, I was like, that was really, really hard.
So Maya was also dealing with choppy water, strong currents. Why she was so excited to see the ground is because she ended up swimming 27 miles instead of, it was supposed to be 13.7, but she was moving around. So she doubled how much she was swimming. It was supposed to take 7 hours, ended up taking 14 hours. This makes four of the seven for her, the Cook Strait, the Malakai Channel in Hawaii, the Catalina Channel off the coast of Los Angeles, and the English Channel, like you mentioned, Mike, between England and France. This is all before she has graduated high school.
Dude. Oh, it's an amazing feat, but who wants to swim for like that long?
I know.
I was like, I'm not gonna dampen the mood, but you, dude, you could. I wouldn't paddle a boat across 14 hours.
Like, I don't want to be on a boat for 14 hours unless I'm, you know, it's a cruise and I'm, you know, having some fun.
And this will make you feel even better about it. Maya's reason for doing this is for raising money for children's cancer. Okay. She's like, if they're going through that, I can do this. Side note. She also, you would think, is wearing a wetsuit to protect herself from the jellyfish. No, this will not be recorded unless she wears what you or I would wear to the beach, just a regular swimming suit. So she's getting stung the entire time. And she was saying she was getting 25 stings a minute at one point during this channel.
I'm just getting vibes of Marlin and Dory, you know, trying to find Nemo. And they're just going through the jellyfish field. And they're just bouncing off the top of them. It sounds absolutely miserable. And I can only imagine when you get down to a place like New Zealand, what the man of war jellyfish look like.
Wait a minute. Don't you got to get, like, you know, peed on if you get stung by a jellyfish?
She would get out in a little boat and they would put some serum on her to help with the stings.
Oh, that's what her crew chief did. I was wondering what a crew chief does in channel swimming. Yeah. Like,
just megaphone and a rowboat.
Like, is he like, all right. I mean, does she have a spot or two? Oh, you got jellyfish on the outside. Outside, clear. All clear.
Back right quarter. Yeah. Back right knee. Yeah. Back right knee. Back right knee. Kick it.
Maya has three more of these to do. She has to do the North Channel between Ireland and Scotland, the Strait of Gibraltar between Spain and Morocco, and the Suguru Strait in Japan. I know I pronounced that wrong. And again, all to raise money for childhood cancer. And if this does not put a little motivation in your Monday, I'm really not sure what to tell you.
Yeah, that's so cool, man. And shout out to her for being able to get that done. 17, look, man, I was fighting a good fight at 17. I wasn't worried about, you know, getting out there and raising money for childhood cancer. I can tell you that.
No, I was doing everything to avoid graduating so I didn't have to go to college. I didn't want to go. I just wanted to be a kid. I knew I had it good.
I was probably putting myself in cancerous environments like pool halls where it was nothing but cigarette smoke. She's like, I'm going to fight that. I'm like, I'm going to walk into it and hang out for hours at a time.
The Dallas pool hall.
Yeah, yeah. No kidding. Listening to Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow sing a
thing. Yeah. Yes, dude.
I've been sitting here.
Oh, man. Speaking of which, at some point, I told this to Allie last week, I was like, I'm top five Tuesday when it comes back around. Duets that you want to sing in karaoke would be such a good topic.
Might be number one right there.
I know. That's a really, really good song. There's Brad Paisley's got one that's good. Anyways, man, you'll be on the clock for that tomorrow. So hopefully you're locked in.
You're trying to make me do top duets?
Yeah. No. Whatever you want to do. Top five Tuesday.
I think of a worse category for me to handle is duets. I mean.
He was trying to help you out.
I know. I was trying to help you out, man. Hey, look, you feel secure.
We'll go on with Waylon Jennings, Jesse Coulter.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Whatever they've done.
Yeah. I don't know about all that. Allie, nice work, man. That's cool stuff.
Sonny and Cher duet would be on there.
That would be cool. See, I've already set you up, man. Just run away with
it. Yeah, I'm not doing any of that.
Giving away
all the secrets. I don't participate like you want me to.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk more about the Atlanta Falcons. Raheem Morris obviously talking about the rookies and the pass rush after rookie minicamp this weekend. You don't want to miss the comments he had to say about the sack totals up in Flowery Branch over the weekend. Stick with us. The Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.